Al Jazeera Podcasts.
At least 9 people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in Rafah in southern Gaza. The majority of the dead are women and children. Amongst them is this woman's son, Hamza, who was one of 6 children killed in the attack on the Tal al-Sultan neighbourhood.
Oh, my child, you have been so kind, obedient and generous. May you rest in God's mercy. I commend your soul to God. I pray you join your brothers and sisters in paradise. Amen.
The Israeli strike hit a residential building in Rafah early on Saturday morning. Residents, along with rescue workers, have been digging through the rubble to try to find survivors. In the occupied West Bank, the Israeli military is conducting a raid for a second day. At least 5 people have been killed in the operation in the city of Tulkarem, and mass arrests have been made at the Nur Shams refugee camp. Now, Israeli forces also raided several homes and used bulldozers to destroy homes, shops and other critical facilities. At least 1 person has been killed and 20 others have been injured during a large explosion in Iraq. Now, it happened south of the capital Baghdad in the Babil province. The base used by the Iranian-backed Popular Mobilization Forces was hit. The paramilitary group is accusing Israel of conducting an attack. Now, the US says it wasn't behind the explosion. The Iraqi military has called it an accident and says it'll be investigating how it happened. Now, tension between Iran and Israel dominated the final day of discussions at the G7 meeting in Italy. Foreign ministers called for de-escalation while threatening further sanctions against Iran. And on Gaza, they warned against a full-scale military operation in Rafah. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has asked Western allies for more air defence systems for the fight against Russia. Now, he's challenging NATO to prove that it's an ally of Kyiv by stepping up its military support.
Putin must be brought down to earth, and our sky must become safe again. And it is real, and it depends fully on your choice. Choice whether life is indeed equally valuable everywhere. Choice whether you have equal attitude to all partners. Choice whether we indeed are allies.
This week on The Take, what would a third term for Prime Minister Narendra Modi mean for India? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.